Alaska Congressman Don Young was sworn in today for his 22nd term, having missed the main swearing-in last week due to the death of his brother. Recent research by two political scientists say Young is one of the 20 most effective lawmakers in the U.S. House. Nationally, though, he is more known for his big, sometimes brash personality. APRN's Liz Ruskin has the story.
Young is starting the term a week later than his peers, but he's ready to drop a passel of bills.
We will be introducing a whole bunch of them. I believe I've got it back here, don't I? ANWR, of course, 49, Nick Black, Bakken Mountain Area, the kiln drying bill, Alexander Creek Recognition Bill. We're going to move that finally. Alaska Native Migratory Bill, Alaska National Archives Bill, Alaska Native Corporation Conservation Easements Bill.
If the past is any guide, he stands a better than average chance of getting his bills to move through Congress. In a new book by two political science professors, the Alaska congressman is held up as one of the most able Republicans in the House of Representatives.
Now, the reason why we wrote him up in the book and list him as among our top 20 representatives over the past 40 years is that he keeps coming up in the top 10 in his party.
That's Craig Volden of the University of Virginia. He and co-author Alan Wiseman analyzed all of the House bills introduced from 1973 through 2012 to gauge the legislative effectiveness of each member.
So we traced what did they sponsor, how far did it move through the process, how was it reported on, what did they say about why they were pursuing the legislative strategies they were, and so on.
Volden says Young scored highly year after year. He was 11th in his freshman term out of nearly 200 Republicans. Eight times, according to their formula, Young was the number one most effective Republican. When he chaired the House Natural Resources Committee, Young was really at the top of his game, Professor Volden says, even when compared to other chairmen.
Raced all of the chairs of that committee, and he was right on par with Mo Udall, who famously ran that committee for over a decade. And committee chairs, we find, are effective for a variety of reasons. Some are effective because they draw attention to new issues or they reach across party lines. And it seemed that in that position, Representative Young used both of those sets of skills.
And yet, these aren't the qualities that typically earn Young national headlines. He's better known for his feistiness and brash remarks he sometimes has to apologize for. Even the animal heads in his office have drawn more attention than his legislative effectiveness. Professor Volden says these qualities weren't part of the research.
Yes. So we are aware of that, but that had played no role in how we were generating our measures.
Volden says a key reason for Young's success is that he specializes. In the book, Volden describes Young's legislative strategy as all Alaska, all the time. Zach Fields, spokesman for the Alaska Democratic Party, says it's not so impressive.
These academics in trying to assess Don Young's efficacy have said that he's a specialist in Alaska, and you would certainly hope that he would, since he's the only Alaska member.
Fields knocks the study's methodology because it only looks at bills a member sponsors, so it doesn't take into account the laws a representative passes by, say, tucking them into must-pass legislation. Young says he's not surprised by his high rankings because he's keeping track, too. And he says if that's not what he's known for, well, that's all part of his M.O.
It is something I've used all my life, that I try not to appear, and it's not hard to do, very bright. So it throws people a little bit off.
Young says to achieve what he's elected to do, he uses every wily tactic he can. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.